This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't wait. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, it is so easy to be distracted right now by the circus politics that dominate the news headlines, but I'm telling you to stop being distracted. Don't be fooled, not even a little, no matter how tempting it seems. Just to take a peek, we're being subjected to the oldest con game in the books. The magician's sleight of hand that keeps you, the American people, focused on the shell game in front of you while your wallet is being picked clean by ruffians in your midst. This is all how tyranny rises and freedom falls, friends, let me tell you. What characterizes American going today and America today is not how much or how not so much dysfunctional politics as it is ruthlessly contrived and its governance carried out behind the entertaining and the distracting and disingenuous curtain of political theater that is the government today. And what political theater, friends, the political theater, it is diabolically Shakespearean, at times full of sound and fury, yet in the end signifying nothing at all in any sense of the word. Let me be clear. We're being ruled by a government of scoundrels, spies, thugs, thieves, and gangsters. Let me say that again. We're being ruled by a government of scoundrels, spies, thugs, and thieves, and gangsters, and ruffians, rapists, extortionists, even bounty hunters, battle-ready warriors, and cold-blooded killers who communicate using a language of force and oppression. And unfortunately for our nation of sheep, it has given rise to a government of wolves, howling wolves indeed. The U.S. government now possesses the greatest threat to our freedoms, more than that of terrorists that have been created, friends, more than domestic extremism, more than gun violence and organized crime, even more than the perceived threat posed by any single politician. The U.S. government remains a greater menace to the life, liberty, and property of its citizens than any of the so-called dangers from which the government claims to protect us from. And sadly, nothing has changed for the better since Donald Trump ascended to the Oval Office. As Americans, a state of terrorism that we're told and propagandized on a 24/7 basis, we're inundated with the lies of the CIA media controlled. H.L. Mencken predicted almost a century ago, and I'm quoting here, all the odds are on the man who is intrinsically the most devious and mediocre, the man who can most adeptly disperse the notion that his mind is a virtual vacuum. The presidency tends year by year to go such two men as a democracy, if that's what you would have it be, is perfected in the sense of the Oval Office and the office of the president and what he represents more and more closely than the inner soul of the people on some great and glorious day. The plain folks, the Lamb will reach their heart's desire at last, and the White House will be adorned by a downright moron, unquote. In other words, nothing has changed, folks. The facts speak for themselves. We're being robbed blind by a government of thieves. Americans no longer have any real protection against government agencies, empowered to seize private property at will whenever they want to. I mean, for example, police agencies under the guise of asset forfeiture laws are taking Americans' personal property simply based on a little more than a suspicion of criminal activity and keeping it for their own profit and gain. A lot of gain. In one case, police seized $53,000 from the manager of a Christian rock band that was touring and raising money for an orphanage. The homeowners are losing their homes over non-payment of taxes for as little as $400 owed to the government, and municipal bills such as water or sewer fees that amount to a small fraction of what they have invested in their homes. And then there's the U.S. Drug Enforcement Agencies, which have been searching train and airplane passengers and actually pocketing their cash without ever charging them with a crime. Folks, we're simply being taken advantage of by a government of scoundrels, idiots, cowards, rapists, murderers. Again, as H. L. Mencken Mann had said, men can calculate. And again, I'm quoting, Congress consists of one-third more or less scoundrels, he said. Congress consists one-third more or less of scoundrels, two-thirds more or less of idiots, and three-thirds more or less poltroons. And by and large, Americans seem to agree today when you've got government representatives in Congress who actually spend a large chunk of their work hours fundraising, being fitted by the lobbyists, many lobbyists shuffling through a lucrative and a revolving door between public service and lobbying and making themselves available to anyone with enough money to secure access to a congressional office. You're in the clutches of a corrupt oligarchy where few rule over many. And don't forget this, mind you. These same elected representatives rarely read the legislation they're enacting, nor do they seem capable of enacting much legislation at all. That actually helps the plight of the average American citizen more often than not. The legislation and the lands and the citizens in the worst straits, which are being locked up by a gun of greedy jailers who have become a casserel state, spending three times more on our presence and our incarcerations than our schools, and imprisoning close to a quarter of the world prisoners. And this all in despite of the fact that crime is an all-time low in this country. And the U.S. makes up only 5% of the world's population. The rise over criminalization and profit-driven private prisons provides even greater incentives for locking up American citizens for such nonviolent crimes as having an overgrown lawn. As the Boston Review points out, and again, I'm quoting, America's contemporary system of police and courts, imprisonment and parole makes money through asset forfeiture, lucrative public contracts from private service providers, and by directly extracting revenue and unpaid labor from population of color and the poor in the states and municipalities throughout the country. The criminal justice system, the phrase costs by forcing prisoners and their families to pay for punishment it allows, and private service providers to charge outrageous fees for everyday needs such as telephone calls, and as a result, people facing even minor criminal charges. Folks, pay attention to the circus of politics that are dominating your lives, because it is a circus of politics. When I come back, I'm going to put you to the test, and I'm going to see how smart you really are, or how smart you really think you are. Be right back on the other side. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you in a small way to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Rod Romine from Michigan. This ministry is continually on the front lines in America. If any of you who hear this are just hearers of the word and not doers, Christ says he will spew us out of his mouth. Let's stand up for the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ, and keep this ministry funded. Thanks, Bradley, and your family.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also wanted to let you know you can jump over on Facebook, Bradley Dean double E, Twitter, Bradley Dean 1, Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean YouTube, Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Media YouTube. Check those videos out. Just posted a brand new one, exposing Snopes and how they have a handler called the CIA, nothing new under the sun. Americans, in their version of German's Gestapo, said President Truman. He said he had never agreed to the CIA back in 44 had he known that they would have been the American version of Germany's Gestapo. Just think about that. That's your CIA. Also wanted to let you know, if you'd like to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Period. Just talking about during the first segment, friends, how you're being ruled by a government of scoundrels. You are spies. You are thugs, thieves, gangsters, ruffians, rapists, extortionists, bounty hunters, battle-ready warriors, and cold-blooded killers. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Let me say that again. You have subjected yourself to scoundrels, America. Spies, thugs, thieves, gangsters, ruffians, rapists, extortionists, bounty hunters, battle-ready warriors, and cold-blooded killers who communicate using a language of force, forgive me, and oppression. Do you not see that this is totalitarianism? Authoritarianism, friends? All by force. I don't care what name you use. Do you not see that you're being ruled by force? Do you not see, America, that you are being distracted by the circus of politics that dominate the news headlines? You know, there's nothing worse than when you sit and listen to someone, though they may be in good intention, they're ignorant. Isn't it interesting, friends, that networks all across the boards, regardless of they would be, as you would define, as the left or the right, isn't it interesting they're all talking about the same politics? Isn't it interesting how they play pro wrestling at its very worst? You know, when I was a little kid, my mom, she had a boyfriend. This was in North Minneapolis. And there used to be called something the Minneapolis Auditorium, the old version. There's a brand new one now in Minneapolis. And every once in a while, he would get tickets, and he'd bring us to, I believe it was called the WWF back then. The WWF. There'd be Varun Van Varsky. There'd be Jumpin' Jim Brunzel, Vern Gagne. Oh, I mean, the list just went on. And it's interesting, when you would watch these wrestling matches, people already knew that behind closed doors that these people were the best of friends. They were just leading through opposition by creating the opposition. And they would bounce the opposition back and forth, but it's interesting how at the end of the day, they would make millions and millions of dollars. See, that's the objective. And whoever has the money is going to call the shots, right? It's exactly what you're seeing today. And it's also interesting to note, I'm just recollecting this now as even as I'm speaking to you. When I was a little kid, I would be watching these wrestling matches, and I remember looking at my mom. And everybody would have this sneer about them. They'd have a smirk on their face. But they'd be caught up into the game that was being presented to them. And they knew it was nothing but a bunch of phooey from start to finish. And it's the same way people act when they turn the televisions on. They act as if what they're being told is the truth, when in their heart and in their mind they know that they're being lied to. But they pay for it anyways. They stay caught up into the very system that they decry. The very system they condemn. They're a part of it. Unless they're willing to lay the axe to the root of the tree. And the only thing that's going to do that is by making reference to the Bible and to the Constitution. And of course they avoid that because they want the wrestling matches to go on and on and on and on and on and on. You know, I got a little curious when I was thinking about all this stuff. It's so funny. Let me go back to this. I have to. Oh, I remember going to those wrestling matches and everybody screaming their guts out. And they're yelling and they're so caught up into the charades that are being played out in front of them. I remember looking at my mom and my brother and my mom's boyfriend, and they're screaming. You can see those big veins coming out of their neck. And then you'd look at each other and you'd start laughing hysterically because everybody knew it was a joke. But it was interesting how deceived people were in these wrestling matches to actually get caught up into something they said that they didn't believe. And they knew it was all rigged. The whole system was rigged. Yep, it sounds like the circus of politics, doesn't it? Because you better bet your bottom dollar it's all rigged. If they're not following the rule of the Constitution and the enumerated laws, friends, they're not working for you, period. I don't care who they are. I remember we would leave these wrestling matches and everybody could barely talk because they were so caught up into the moment with wrestling. You know, during my thoughts on this very topic, I wanted to ask the question as to what is Vince McMahon, by the way, Donald Trump's friend, and if you haven't been online, friends, you can see Donald Trump playing the circus of politics within the ring of the WWE, I believe it's now called, concerning the wrestling. What we used to have back in the day, it was called WWF. I don't even know what it's called. I don't waste my time watching it. But what I did want to know is I wanted to know what the head of the wrestling organization today has made, just to show you That's all you have to do is follow the money. Okay? But what's interesting about that is Vince McMahon, his net value, just to show you how strong his business is concerning wrestling and the facade of wrestling today, how it's not a thing of the past, friends. It's very interesting to note, friends, he's worth $1.93 billion. Did you hear me? $1.93 billion. You also know that Donald Trump appointed his wife to a position in his cabinet. And right now, I am pulling up that very information because we are on Trump picks wrestling magnate Linda McCann a former WWE executive for small businesses. And it's interesting how there's a link there, isn't it? But again, if you want to go and see Donald Trump play the wrestling charades, you can go online and see him do that along with his good buddy Vince McMahon. As a matter of fact, Donald Trump picked his wife, again, wrestling magnate, Linda McCann, to lead Small Business Administration. It's kind of funny how that works, isn't it? You know, and I took it a step further and thought, you're going to love this. So what I did is I started thinking a little bit further because I know by seeing some pictures recently of Barbara Bush's funeral, it was interesting to see the people that were at the funeral and the pictures that were taken with the family. And what was striking about these pictures was George Bush hugging Hillary Clinton. I mean, they were like a little bit too cozy, but we were led to believe through the state-controlled, CIA-controlled media that they were political opposition, when in fact there's nothing that could be further from the truth. And it was interesting to note, too, the Obamas were there. And didn't anybody think it was kind of odd that George W. Bush, that Christian man, we were told, just like his daddy, that Christian man, they never opposed Barack Hussein Obama one step of the way when he was violating and trampling the Trump, in transgressing the Constitution over 1,180 times. He never opposed them one time. Well, when you look at these pictures, you can see that there's no opposition. You can see that they're the best of buddies behind closed doors. Just like pro wrestlers, you better bet your bottom dollar. Oh, friends, that was a real quick one. But I want you to stay with me because I got the top 15 real-life wrestling friendships. And guess what? They're put up to the fans of pro wrestling as the greatest of arch enemies. But behind closed doors, guess what, friends? They're the best of friends, in many cases, lifelong friends. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Thank you for making us the number one radio show right now on Genesis Communication Networks. We're the only radio station in the United States of America willing to tell you what you don't want to hear, for the most part. And those that hear and have ears to hear by the Spirit of God, you do want to hear. That makes us on the same side. The same team, right? Remember when Moses said to those that are on the Lord's side, come over here in the book of Exodus? Well, here we have it. And the way to stay on the side of the Lord and the Lord's side is to stick to his word. Read Psalm 119, the whole of it when you get a moment. I love that chapter. It's the longest chapter in the Bible, as a matter of fact. I was just talking about during the last break, friends, last segment, I'm sorry, before the last break, Trump's pick was wrestling magnate Linda McMahon, wife of Ed McMahon, to lead Small Business Administration. And then I just looked down just a little bit as I'm doing my due diligence as this comes up on live radio. And, of course, he appointed her to lead the Small Business Administration because we see that she gave and he gave Ed and Linda, I'm sorry, Vince, forgive me, Vince and Linda McMahon, the leaders of the pro wrestling delusion, who are worth billions of dollars, $1.93 to be exact. Well, they gave $6 million to Donald Trump's campaign to help him become the president of the United States of America. Okay, so anyways, just to kind of hope I'm painting a picture and that you're kind of tracking with me as I'm sporadically getting this in thought, even now on live radio. What I did is just to show you how you're being led about by a circus of corrupt politicians and actors. And actors they are, for the most part. If they're not ruling and magnifying the law, friends, they're not there to, they're not there working for you, just so you know. They're there because they're hanging out with the good old boys, and the media is putting them up as opposition, arch enemy one towards another, when in fact the opposite is true. And I'm about to show you that. And by the way, this is all also helping you to understand the best way to lead or to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. Just put up the facade that they're enemies, but behind closed doors, they're the best of friends. Just put up the facade that they're at odds one towards another. Put up a left and a right paradigm. Put up the Democrats versus the Republicans and just keep playing them off of each other. Have you ever noticed when you have a Republican in power, they never actually drop the hammer of justice on criminals in their own government? And everybody today is talking about how Donald Trump's going to drain the swamp. Isn't it interesting he has yet to do any of that? He has yet to bring a special prosecutor up concerning any of those that have a free hand at attacking him even today. I mean, the guy acts like an impotent president. He acts like he doesn't have the power to actually enforce the law against those that he calls his opposition. Well, just like I was telling you during the last segment, friends, during the funeral of Barbara Bush, George Bush, some pictures popped up on the net of George Bush hugging Hillary. There was no opposition. They're not arch enemies, friends, but that's how they put them up. There's no opposition between the Bushes and the Clintons and that of Barack Hussein Obama. Remember how they put Hillary Clinton and Barack Hussein Obama at odds one towards another, and they began to call each other names, and then all of a sudden Barack wins, and then he appoints her the Secretary of a Secretary to the Nation, Secretary of State, friends. I mean, when is it that you're going to wake up to the games? Folks, and again, I just want to reiterate the point. While you laugh at them, you need to understand that you're at the end of their jokes every single day. And like it or lump it, it matters not. It's true. And I know it's true. So what I want to do is I want to take it a step further, and I just want you to think. Just keep an open mind with me, would you please? I want to go over and show you the top real-life wrestling friendships, okay? It's interesting that Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, I guess their names are, real name Kevin Steen and Sami Zayn's real name is Rami Sebi. They may hate each other on NXT programming, but in actuality, the two men go way back, and the stories about their past, which have been incorporated into their angle, are truthful. Steen and Sebi have rolled together through the independent circuit, sometimes as allies and at other times as foes, whatever they're told to do. Either way, the pair of Quebecers have come a long way from small-time venues to WWE developmental. They're not enemies. They're best of friends. Dean Ambrose and Roman Reigns. These are all pro wrestling props, friends. Dean Ambrose, real name Jonathan Good, and Roman Reigns, real name Liatti Anoia, once made up two-thirds of the justice-seeking, name-taking faction known as the Shield. The group have since been disbanded by Good and Anui, whatever his last name is. They remain friends on screen while in character. In real life, Good and this guy are backstage buddies and traveling partners. A couple of best friends who hit the long-time stretches of road together and burn rubber down the wrestling highway as the WWE roams from town to town. You know how they stir the people up, Sam? The adults are paying this guy millions and millions and millions and millions. I'm talking to my son that produces the show. The WWE is put up to the American people as pro wrestlers that are at odds one with another. Right now I'm exposing in detail the fact that they're best of friends behind closed doors, as if to suggest the same thing's not happening in politics. They actually act like Pelosi's at war with the Bushes, and Bushes are at war with the Obamas, and the Obamas are at war with the Trumps, and the Trumps are at war with the Clintons, when in fact nothing could be further from the truth. And we've seen that during the whole campaign process with Donald Donald Trump when other politicians were exposing him for actually financing his arch enemies and their campaigns to become the president during their prospective runs. Americans act like there's a real paradigm between the left and the right. And when that's played out, isn't it interesting, America, how you lose every time more of your freedoms over and over and over again? Why? Because you're caught up into the same game. John Cena and Randy Orton come from the same WWE class. Cena and Orton would both debut in 2002 and in the years that followed would both rise to major superstar status, having won 15 and 12 WWE championships respectively. I mean, folks, can you imagine receive accolades that were already appointed? I mean, they have won 15 and 12 WWE championships that were already pre-scripted as to who was going to win? What kind of man can go home and see an award or some accolade on his wall when he knows all the well it was pre-scripted before he ever won anything? And it was all a show. I mean, what kind of a man can gloat in that? The worst of kinds. Folks, this is what politicians do all day. They honor themselves over and over and over again. And it reminds me of what Jesus said they highly esteemed. That which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. And yet they put each other up. And look at politicians. You go to Washington, D.C. You see the politicians. They all have their own museums named after them. They have all their street names named after them. Isn't that interesting how that works? I mean, you see Barack Hussein Obama. You see the current administration rewarding people. And then when you ask what the award is for or what the medal is for, it's just like, are you kidding me? I mean, this reminds me of the kids that are protesting corruption, protesting their parents. So what do? The older generation goes out and gives all of them an award to make them feel better about it and about themselves. There's no gratification in that. I mean, they make their money off defrauding the American people. While John Cena and Randy Orton have been involved in one of the best feuds of the past decade, a rivalry filled with personality and animosity and hatred, nothing can be farther from the truth as John Cena and Randy Orton are tight in real life. You better bet your bottom dollar, friends. You better bet your bottom dollar. You look at politics today and you see these politicians warring against each other. And isn't it interesting that Donald Trump will condemn it and then before you know he signs on to it? We've seen that how many times in his current administration? Why? Because he's just being told what to do. Why? Because he's just putting on a show for the American people to appease the sheeple so they'll continuously follow him as he puts up false pretenses. And that's exactly what's happening. I've said this over the last couple of weeks, and it just comes to my aid right now. Everything Donald Trump said he would do on the campaign trail, he has literally reversed it. He's done the opposite. That's right. That's exactly what I'm highlighting right now. They play out to be one thing in the public eye, the world stage, you can call it, and then off stage, they're completely different. And right now, what I'm doing is highlighting rivals who, in fact, behind closed doors are the best of friends, John Cena and Randy Orton. You think this isn't happening in politics? Oh, yes, it is. Hey, folks, again, if Donald Trump was doing his job, he would be enforcing those laws. He would have drained that swamp instantaneously. He would have stopped abortion instantaneously, friends, because he has the power to do it, and he's done nothing with it. And all those arch enemies of Donald Trump, friends, yep, as the people roar in the circus of politics, as the people are entertained out of their freedoms, as the people are further enslaved through a new brand new bill, a $1.3 trillion omnibus bill where it literally funds your enemies both without and within, and I can go into great specificity with that, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, you deserve what you get. You deserve what you get. We're talking about right now, arch enemies, friends. that WWE has put up. But behind closed doors, guess what? They're the best of friends. Well, we see the same thing with politicians. So what's the difference? It's all premised on a delusion, all premised on a lie, and the people are drinking the Kool-Aid.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson with Genesis, and I want to thank you for listening to the Sons of Liberty show and helping them spread their message of liberty and Christian values.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, final segment, 1-866-582-9933. Just going through some hot issues, friends, and this stuff started dropping on me right before the show. So I'm piecing it together during this show. And I'm just talking about how we're told through the WWE. And I gave an analogy during the first and the second segments, friends. When I was a kid, we used to go, and everybody acted like what they were watching was real, and they all knew within themselves it was completely fake. And when you take that over and you see the blurred line between that and politics, it's exactly what's happening on the world stage. And what I'm highlighting right now, friends, is arch enemies in the public eye. Behind closed doors, they're the best of friends. Long life buddies. Just highlighted John Cena and Randy Orton. When I take this to politics, I want you to hear this. Now, there may be people saying, well, I don't know where this guy's at right now. No, of course not, because you're deaf and you're blind. And I want to say you're deaf and you're blind. You have ears to hear, but you hear not, and you have eyes, but you see not. And I'm not saying that as a smack in your face in insincerity. I'm just saying if this doesn't become any more plain than what I have made it right now, though it may be broken up throughout the show, it's still being pieced together exactly as clear as the sun is out right now. And the reason I'm saying that, I want to bring this over to politics right now. Oh, hang on a second. I just went online during the break. Barbara Bush's funeral. We've all been led to believe that the Clintons and Barack Obama and family were arch enemies. Well, they're all sitting there together. And right next to Barack Hussein Obama is Mrs. Trump. And it's interesting, the pictures that they took together, man, there is no... Don't tell me about how this is diplomacy, friends. Don't tell me how this is diplomacy. How can two walk together unless they be agreed? Amos 3:3. Period. Period. Okay? I don't know about you. I know I'm called to preach out to seek and save that which is lost, sinners, so that they're saved by grace through faith and that not of themselves. It's the gift of God, Ephesians 2:8. I get all that. But the fact of the matter is I don't put myself in a position of friendship with those that are at odds with God. The Holy Ghost comes to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment, not to woo them to Jesus, the way that we're told. No, he comes to break them down, to build them up in the Spirit, to show them what they are not, to show them who they are in the Holy Ghost, in Christ. Okay? There is no in-betweenites. But it's absolutely amazing how many hypocritical pretenders that call themselves conservatives think this is, oh, what a fine picture. I mean, how many scandals, how many dead bodies are around the Clintons? And they're buddy-buddy with none other than Barack and Michelle Obama. And we were told by the media that they were arch enemies. You know, and we're told that Barack and Hillary Clinton, you know, they're complete at every step of the way at odds. In stark contrast with that of Donald Trump. But here's Mrs. Trump smiling and laughing at a funeral. This is bizarre, friends. But I'm watching these two smiling at each other. It's like they're telling a joke or something. And then pictures of George W. Bush hugging the Clintons. It's like, Americans, you have been duped. You have been completely duped. Ric Flair, Roddy Piper. Real name, Ric Flair, and a Rowdy Roddy Piper, real name, Roderick Toombs, go a long way back, coming face-to-face in the ring for many years before winning the World Tag Team Championship together later on in their careers. Toombs not only stood as the best man at one of Flair's wedding, there have been four, but the men have participated in celebrity wife swap, where Flair and Toombs traded off lives for a while, all for the sake of reality television. Got a picture here of old Ricky and Roddy laughing. And you know what they're laughing at, friends? They're laughing at the people that actually paid for them to do what they did, and through deceptive measures, when selling tickets to a bunch of sheeple that don't know the difference, caught up in a charade where it's not even real. It's like people that spend their time reading fictitious books. And those authors are millionaires over and over and over again, making money off fictitious stories, fake stories. Well, let me give you a reality check, taking this to everything that I'm talking about right now. John Adams said, the greatest political evil under our Constitution. I want you to listen to this. I'm going to interject it right in the middle of what we're talking about. There is nothing which I dread so much as a division of the Republic into two great parties, each arranged under its leader, and concerting measures in opposition to each other. This, in my humble apprehension, is to be dreaded as the greatest political evil under our Constitution. Just recently, some bills were passed against the American people that Donald Trump continuously condemned. I shared with you yesterday how there are several, I believe it was six states now, that have gathered together in a lawsuit concerning Donald Trump and DACA because he's trying to keep it afloat. When he told the American people on the campaign trail, this is what we're going to do. Matter of fact, he said he's going to build the wall the first week he was there. Okay? And if you want to get into, again, specifics, here I am. I mean, we can talk about whatever you want to talk about. You know. I remember one time we were in on Salem Communications for 13 years. And I don't think that there was a week that went by where local paper was not writing about my shows. Because it's so out of bounds, but they know it's so right. Out of bounds compared to what they're used to being told or what's used to being highlighted concerning the lying media in Minneapolis. I remember I'd get phone calls from my in-laws of how WCCO is probably the biggest talk radio in the state of Minnesota, how one of the show hosts would go after me after every Saturday show. And I know by the gauge how well we're doing on radio every day. And I remember one time I said to my brother, I said, you know, it's interesting. I'm getting all of this feedback from people that hate the truth, which that's my job. That's okay. But it's interesting how they never come to me. You know, well, they did the same thing to Jesus. And when you look at, like, even in the book of Jeremiah, you can see that when he would give forth the word and the warnings that the Lord gave through him to the people, the Bible said they answered him not. They wouldn't say anything to him because they knew what he was saying was true. Well, here again, America, I'm not giving you my opinions. I am simply giving you the facts, and I am showing you right now how the charade is played out. Well, you can say, well, I knew that all the time concerning the wrestlers, but in politics, really? I'm not saying all of them are the best of friends, but I am saying what John Adams is saying. Isn't it interesting how they divide the Republic, Article 4, Section 4, into two great parties, which is unconstitutional, the Republicans and the Democrats? And then he said, each arranged under its leader, we see that. Nancy Pelosi, Paul Ryan, McConnell, whatever the case might be, they act like they're enemies, and then before you know it, they compromise on a bill, the bill's passed, they act like they're arch enemies, then once it comes to the American people, we see that they got exactly what they wanted, and the American people lost their rights once again. This is exactly what John Adams warned against, and it's exactly what I continuously warn you about, America, when I say open your eyes to the games that are being played, because you are caught up into the circus of politics. You are being lied to. The opposition that they create one towards another, friends, is what they are creating, and the end game is prescripted. You lose, America. But if you want to prescript it, you can, but you have to fight. You have to stand up and fight for your God-given rights. Listen to what John Adams said. This, in my humble apprehension, is to be dreaded as the greatest political evil under the Constitution. Why did he call it the greatest evil under the Constitution? Because it shouldn't be tolerated by the people who are divided. Hey, folks, who's divided you more than the media and politicians? I can tell you, your ignorance. Your lack of willingness to do and find out for yourself what your founding documents have to say. Had the American people been taught what their forefathers taught through their examples, folks, we wouldn't be here today. Every one of these con men would be behind bars, at least. And you would be a liberated and a free people. And the fact of the matter is, until you want to open your eyes, nothing's going to change, friends. But I'll tell you what, if I have to help pry them open sometimes, I'll do it because I love you enough to tell you in action, not my lip service, 1 John 3:18, read it. Deeds, not words. See ya!
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you talk, your name will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.